You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
University of Auckland's student magazine Crack'em is moving to establish independence from AUSA, the Student Association, following recent proposals by the university to further cut the magazine's funding. Without consultation, Crack'em's budget was cut in 2025, forcing the magazine to reduce production from weekly issues to fortnightly and occasionally even less, as well as cull their editorial team from 14 to 6 paid members and rely on unpaid contributors for 90% of their content. Ahead of 2026, the university is proposing a further decrease in budget of 22%, or $33,000, which would mean the removal of another 6 issues throughout the year. The editorial team at Crack'em are calling out to students to support them to revitalise the magazine and restore funding to the magazine, which they say has been a taonga at the university for just under 100 years. I spoke with Crack'em's news editor, Irene Parsai, today about these funding cuts. Can you explain what the effects of the proposed allocation of student services fees will be for Crack'em and its ability to generate student-driven media in 2026?
Yeah, that's a great question. I obviously can't say for certain what the effects will be, but it would likely be the same as what happened this year, because compared to 2024, Crack'em's budget was cut this year. So last year, and for most years before that, we were a weekly publication, so our print issues came out every single week. This year, due to budget cuts, we weren't able to do that because obviously printing costs a lot of money, a lot more than you might think, actually. And so this year, we've kind of had to do half and half. Like, we do print issues. We try to do one every fortnight, but it's a little bit inconsistent. And we also have our website that we publish on, so we've kind of moved to that. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, there has been this tradition of a print issue every single week. And funnily enough, even in current university documents, if you look at Crack'em related things, it still says that we're supposed to be a weekly, you know, print magazine. And so it's not even updated in their documents. And the other change was that last year there were 14 people on the Crack'em staff, and this year we have 6. So that's a pretty drastic change, and I think that with the, I think approximately 33,000 that's proposed to be cut again for next year, I think we'll probably take another big hit in terms of that.
Yeah, you've talked about the cuts to the team. Some of the roles that you've lost are the Māori and Pacific, like the dedicated roles for those. Do you think that this demonstrates a disinterest on the university's behalf, or maybe specifically the Student Association, in terms of supporting student journalism?
Yeah, this is a really good question, and I was actually thinking about it throughout my time at Crack'em this year. I don't think that disinterest is the right word specifically. I think that universities around Aotearoa are unfortunately being increasingly run like businesses. And when you run a business, you kind of are trying to put profit above all else. And when you kind of develop that business mindset, things like student journalism and media can seem kind of pointless because they don't bring in the profit that you want. An example kind of this was the UBIC liquidation. And when I was kind of surveying people's reactions to it and the people at the university and the association, I kind of felt like they had this view of, oh, it's sad, but it was inevitable. And then they cite how, you know, post-pandemic, a lot of journalism and media, bookstores, newspapers, things like that have taken a really hard hit. And that is true, but I think that there needs to be more done in order to actually save those things, like, actively. And I really think that both for the association and the university, they need to change their mindset. Not everything has to be for profit. And when they change their mindset, then they can actually, you know, cherish student journalism and uphold it. So I really think it's just the way that they're looking at it and thinking that it should be for profit. But it shouldn't be.
What has the dialogue been like between Crackham and the university or the student association about these changes?
So we did contact the university after they released their proposal for the student services next year and how that budget is allocated. And kind of the only response that we got from the university was that students have a chance to express their views on it through the CSSF survey that they emailed to everyone. So they kind of just said, oh, well, if you're unhappy about this, then this is the way to address that. I will say that I think that more communication from both the university and the student association would have been appreciated regarding the cuts and I guess regarding anything related to Crackham. And I do hope that moving forward that this communication is better.
Crackham is seeking full legal and editorial independence as well as a dedicated space and some guaranteed funding from the student association. Are you concerned that these demands may clash at all?
I think there's definitely a very real concern that the demands will clash. And I think that that's something that is being discussed by the higher up editors at Crackham. I'm just the news editor, so I am not really involved in those talks. But yeah, I think that there are a lot of factors to consider when it comes to independence and then wanting guaranteed funding as well.
Do you think that there's a potential solution that could balance the uni's funding constraints or apparent funding constraints with the necessity of uplifting student voice and the capacity to gain valuable experience within journalism at the university?
So I do appreciate that the university or the association may have some funding constraints, but I also think that student journalism is really important, and I really don't see a future at any university where there isn't student journalism. Like, it's been such an integral part of universities all around the world for such a long time. A potential way that I see moving forward is for the association, specifically AUSA, to help Crackham with getting more advertising. For example, I've looked at other student magazines such as Salient down at Victoria University, and it's very apparent that they do get quite a lot of funding through advertising for businesses or services or things like that. So I really think that that could be an avenue that personally I think hasn't really been explored a lot for Crackham this year, especially. Another way that did come to mind, and I'm not super sure how feasible this is, but maybe collaborating with media companies like Stuff or NZ Herald, things like that, could potentially help to fund student journalism at universities. And I think that it could be really helpful because they would essentially be creating like their next generation of journalists that may end up working for them. So I think it would be really good for both sides, and it would really help student journalists at universities as well, because they'll get to make connections and they'll get to have some real experience.
What can students do if they want to respond to these changes, or if they want to support Crackham, I suppose, in their campaign towards the university?
Yeah, so I think students have a lot of power, and I think students at the University of Auckland don't use their voice enough when it comes to making their opinions heard, especially to the university. So regarding this situation with the cut, the best way that students can make their voice heard is to fill out the CSSF survey that was sent to all students last Thursday, I believe. And so this survey, just to give a little bit of background, it basically, there's the proposal of how your student fees are used every single year. And it has a graph and it has like the numbers of how much money each, I guess, sector of university life gets. So by filling out the survey, you can kind of tell the uni why you think that Crackham and student journalism should be getting more funding than they are, and how the cuts that are proposed will harm Crackham and student life. I think really speak from the heart, say why Crackham matters to you, and really make your voice heard. Alternatively, something really easy that students can do is just show an interest in Crackham. Like, if you're passing by a stand, there's some in the library, K. Edgar, some in the quad, just pick up a copy and just take it, flick through it. It could be as simple as following us on social media, or even contributing if you have something to say. We're always looking for contributors. And just kind of showing that Crackham is a valued part of the university, and that students will notice if there is an absence of it. We love when people come up to us and say, oh, like, we read this article, or we really like the horoscopes. So I think student engagement is really important, and it costs nothing to do. So
that was Crackham news editor Irene Pasai on the defunding of University of Auckland's student magazine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.